The Federal National Archives and Records Administration bought 9 acres in Midtown Anchorage 5 years ago, and the plan was to construct a new Anchorage Archives building to relieve overcrowding in the existing records office. But a new federal report questions the amount of money paid for the land. The parcel was initially zoned residential, although the developers who sold it to the federal government sought a rezoning to commercial so they could charge more money for the land. The report did not find evidence of any wrongdoing, though the land deal and the archives plan have ties to former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. Although the construction plan's future remains uncertain, one thing is for sure.
I guess you could say we've been a success story and have brought in a lot of federal records over the years, and so we rapidly filled most of this present facility up.
Bruce Parham is the director of the Anchorage National Archives facility. He says the present offices are running out of room fast.
We have records from over 60 federal agencies. The earliest date from 1867, and they go all the way through to the end of the 20th century. We have textual records or paper records, maps, cartographic records, and they relate to all kinds of subjects. The earliest we have would be an 1862 track map of the voyage of the revenue cutter Reliance when it sailed from Vancouver Island all the way up to Kotzebue Sound.
The Anchorage facility houses records from 60 federal agencies. Its job is to provide legal custody and transference of the records to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Parham says the local archives facility houses records vital to state history and to Alaska Natives.
We have the Alaska Village Census Rolls for over 400 villages. Starting as early as 1912, the bulk of them cover the period from 1935 to 1972. They have been used to provide proof of documentation for Alaska Natives to obtain Social Security benefits, veterans benefits, proof of date and place of birth for Alaska permanent dividend fund checks, and more.
The plan to build a new facility is now on hold since there is no money in this year's federal budget to move forward. When he was senator, Stevens pushed for money for the new archives building, but no one has taken up the effort to get the project moving. The cost of the new building is estimated to be $30 million, but the National Archives only received $1.5 million toward construction 2 years ago. The federal National Archives paid $3.5 million for the land and so far has spent $9 million on design and site work. Parham is leaving comment on the investigative report up to federal spokespeople in Washington, D.C., who were unavailable for comment. But he says the current facility has no public parking, and that limits school groups and tourist buses from accessing the facility. The archives has material unique to Alaska, like the records of the Pribilof Island seal harvests and the collected papers of pharmaceutical magnate Sir Henry Welcome.
Firm invented Neosporin, which many of us probably have used over time for this and that.
Welcome back to Episcopal Bishop William Duncan's trek to found New Metlakatla on Annette Island. Parham says the National Archives has been working on getting a new facility in Anchorage since 2002. That's a long wait, but there is little to be done now but wait some more, because it is up to Congress to appropriate the funds. So far, none of Alaska's congressional delegation has included an archives building in funding requests. Anchorage land developer John Rubini sold the land to the National Archives. Rubini was not available for comment. I'm Ellen Lockyer.